both goals came in that first half. Forced off with a header from a free kick, and then a free kick was given against Mansfield halfway inside the very half. They quickly broke down the right hand side. The ball was fed to Adam Rooney, entered the penalty area, and in one moment he turned and shot, and the ball was past Jason White at the back of the net after what was a pretty poor, very poor in fact, first half performance by Mansfield Town. Second half started brilliant for Mansfield. They came out, they really showed purpose and fight and spark for 15-20 minutes. And the closest they came was Stephen Dawson with a shot that ricocheted away from Darren Randolph's right hand post. But as the half went on, you saw Mansfield's confidence fade yet again at the very end of the game, very comfortably indeed. And as you see, well, you can see the Stags players walked off here at full time. Steve Hartshorn, dejection to a man, isn't it, in all in amber this afternoon. It's 3 points that have gone away from Mansfield again. Looks like it's only 7 points away from safety with 8 games to play. They are beginning to think, to realise, and probably that they didn't do themselves justice again this afternoon, and they've made the job infinitely more difficult. And with Notts County away on Saturday, that's colossal, as you said, first half.
Well, it is. It's going to be a colossal game next Saturday. You know, you're looking towards that one now at Meadow Lane, you know, as you see from Mansfield out Meadow Lane, and many people will just say, well, that's it. But I stressed before the start of the game that the next 3 games were monumental in the rest of the state season. They've lost today. It now means, Jason, that they must win at Meadow Lane on Saturday, and they must win at Fieldman against Wrexham the following Tuesday. We do need the public. I think the people of Mansfield have got to forget all the politics, get behind the football club, get themselves to Meadow Lane Saturday, get themselves to Fieldman on Tuesday, and do their bit there, try and help this club attain League Two survival. It's not worked out, Mansfield, day to day. Worked out very depressingly, to be honest with you. Which just weren't good enough, Jason, today. Top and bottom of it.
For the 2700 here at the moment, thanks very much, James. Yes, Paul Holland's alongside me. Paul, I think it was a pretty poor first half that was the undoing in the end.
Yeah, definitely. I've said, that, you know, in no uncertain terms to the lads, that that's not good enough. The first half has cost us the game. Yet again, we've given ourselves a mountain to climb. We spend time going to watch teams. The things are on the dressing room wall about free kicks, who's picking who up, and yet again, we've failed to adhere to them.
See, during the first half, you're getting increasingly frustrated on the touchline at half-time. It was just all going wrong, wasn't it?
Yeah, it just plainly wasn't good enough. I said Saturday that I didn't think what we got we deserved out of the game. Today, we got exactly what we deserved out of the game. That was nothing.
And it makes the job, it's not a killer blow today, but with Macclesfield winning, 7 points away from safety with 8 games to go for Mansfield, it doesn't look good, does it?
No, but you've got to win games. We've got to win football games. We've got to win 4, possibly 5 games out of 8 now. You know, that's 1 game less to go. But I still back myself, I still back the team that we can get out of it. But we've got a lot of hard work and to pull our sleeves up.
And if the game against Notts County next Saturday wasn't big enough, it was monumental before today. I think the results have made it colossal, haven't they?
Yeah, definitely. We've got to go there and get 3 points.
Do you expect to be in charge for that game?
Hopefully.
You still think, you're still hopeful for that? Because, of course, the full-time position will be there and should be sorted this week with it from Stephen Booth. He gave you the 2 games, but do you feel that there has been enough in these 2 games, despite the results, to give you the job?
I think Saturday was good. I thought today was poor. I still think I'm the right person because I know the players. I think if somebody else comes into the football club, then they'll find it extremely hard.
What about today's game? You must be happy with the response you got from the players for the first sort of 20 minutes or so in the second half. You just can see the confidence draining away again, couldn't you? Just when you didn't get the looks, the posts came to Berry's rescue, didn't they, from Stephen Dawson? So you could just see it all going away again, couldn't you?
Yeah, we hit the post and we had 2 balls flash across the goal line, but if you want to make a difference, then you've got to go and put them in the net. I've said to the lads after the game that teams get back from 2-0 down. We didn't today look like we were going to get back from 2-0 down. So, you know, there's been some harsh words said. It's whether they take them on board now.
Has it been a pretty disappointed and an angry dressing room then this afternoon?
Yeah, I just said what I thought. You know, I thought today as a football club we've let ourselves down. We've, you know, been pleased to take the plaudits about the 3 performances before. Today wasn't good enough.
And you look at the goals. You say probably both goals, very bad goals to concede as well, both from set pieces, one admittedly deep inside Berry's own half, but the way they broke down the right was just wide open, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, the first goal was the killer goal. I've just spoke to their manager and he said there was nothing between the teams, it was just the goals. That's what football's about. You know, the first goal, we've conceded far too many goals from set plays this year. They put it in and it was a free header, and you can't legislate against things like that.
But
So we've talked about Notts County, probably even bigger game, is Wrexham at home next Tuesday. The bottom two sides going. That is another must-win game for Mansfield. And I'm sure you're desperate, and we've been saying it all afternoon in commentary, that Stag fans come out to Field Mill in their droves and try and help Mansfield get out of this predicament as well.
Oh, definitely. You know, I'm as much a Mansfield Town fan as any other Mansfield fan there. So I think we need 6 points from the next two games. So let's go and get them.
I hope so. Thanks, Paul, for your honesty this afternoon.
Thank you.
Mansfield 103.2 Sports with GK Group, the award-winning team for value tyres and exhausts with our rapid fit service.
Austin-Ell, 7 points from safety, 8 games to go. Here's midfielder Stephen Dawson with David Jackson.
Well, Stephen, we heard from Paul Holland earlier saying wasn't good enough second best throughout. Well, what do you think about
it? Yeah, it's a true assessment. I think second half, Fran, we had a spell where we could have got back in. We hit the post with a few chances and we put a few across, but you know, it hasn't been good enough again. Like I said, we needed to win. You know, with Maxfield winning as well. You know, I mean, it's very, very disappointing. You know, it is. You know, all the lads are down. We feel like we've let touch down because we came in. He has walked out. But we were just second best all over. And really, we deserve to be where we are at the minute. You know, I mean, the fans that have came down, tried to get behind us, they've done their best, but they deserve more. And we're just all down now. You know, I mean, we've got to pick ourselves up now because we aren't down at the minute, so there's no point in saying we are down because we've still got a chance. We've 8 games left. We know what we've got to do. We've got to go on the run now, something we haven't done all year. But it's not going to change the players in there. That's all we've got. You know what I mean? We've got to give our all now, starting on Saturday, and then Wrexham, then on the Tuesday.
Yeah. You mentioned about the other results because Macclesfield won and Notts got a draw. It puts you, I think, at 7 points from safety. You were only 3 points only a few days ago. This Easter period has really cost you.
Yeah, like you said, you know, stuff got other way, you know what I mean, if you get back to score the goal there, you think we get back in because they just start all game, then, you know, 2 shots on target, but they have 2 goals, you know, it's just the story of the season, you know, and that's the team, the 11 players, not only, we're not putting out any individuals, but it's sloppy goals again, you know, it's a free header, it's, you know, even the second one's too easy, all around, you know, and that's the most disappointing thing.
You mentioned earlier, you said you feel like you've let Paul Holland down. I wonder whether you feel that this weekend may have cost him the manager's job. He was given the Easter period, of course, to try and prove himself, and although the performance was decent on Saturday, it's 2 defeats.
Yeah, like you said, it's not only we've let Paul down, we've let all the fans down again, you know, they pay good money to see us, and most of all, we're letting ourselves down, you know, I mean, like I said, as a player, you go out to win, you know, I mean, at the minute we're losing week in, week out, and it's horrible, you know, I mean, you're not happy, you're in bad humour all week, because it hurts, it's hurt me, you know, like, I go back home now, and I can't look at a paper, and I'm sick to death, just all constantly losing, you know, and it hurts so much.
And I wonder if you will have a new manager in this week. I mean, clearly we don't know, but ahead of the derby, Paul Holland's put his claim in. I know some of the senior players have spoken to Stephen Booth and said that they want Paul Holland to stick around. Would you think a change at this stage would be a good thing, a useful thing maybe to bring new fresh blood into it, or would you rather stick with Paul Holland, who knows you will?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, there's 8 games left. You know, don't get me wrong, if someone comes in, we'll have to just wait and see. It's up to the chairman and that. You know, I'm still stuck behind Paul because, well, at the end of the day, it's the players, you know, I mean, we're all saying, oh, if a manager comes in, you know, that as a squad, we just haven't been good enough. Mm. And that's the most disappointing thing, you know, I mean, you get paid to go out and enjoy football and play, and we're not working hard enough, and we're just not creating enough chances.
It doesn't matter who the manager is.
It doesn't matter, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's 11 players out there, you know, we believed we could go out there and win today, and we didn't, you know, we're letting ourselves down. You know, it's always saying, oh, if a new manager comes in and that, you know, or Paul gets a job. It's 11 out there, and the subs, the whole squad itself, that have let everyone down, you know what I mean, and personally myself as well. You're just letting the fans down, you're letting yourself down, and you're letting the club down in general.
You've got a big derby this weekend. Whoever's going to be in charge, a great big derby away at Notts County, who are just above you in the League Two table. That's a cracking game to actually turn it round.
Well, like I said, every game now, if like I said, never mind Notts County, we've got to win. You know, it's no point in saying, oh, it's a derby, you know, forget about that. The fans are going to support us, I know they will. They'll come in the thousands, you know, they'll fill the stadium and we need them, you know, because we've got to get a few back-to-back wins. Now, we know what we've got to do. You know, there's no point in saying we need 1 or 2 wins. We need a good 4 or 5 wins just to even have a chance. And we've 8 games left, but you look at the teams we're playing, no disrespect to all of them. They're in and around us. We've got Notts, Wrexham, you know, Dagenham and Redbridge. You know, teams that we can do well against. So, me standing here, I'm not going to say we're down because we're going to give it our best try. you know, 8 games left, we're going to try and get as much as we can over.
Wish you all the best with it. Thanks for your time, Stephen.
Stephen Dawson trying to sound positive with for the Stags to stay in the Football League. 7 points from safety with 8 games to go. Our Stags correspondent David Jackson is at Gig Lane. David, was today the day that it all probably ended?
Very possibly. I think the one hope that Mansfield have got for the rest of the season is that they still have a lot of teams at the bottom end of the table to play. But if they play against them like they played here today, then they're not going to beat them anyway. A very different performance today to what we saw at the weekend at home against Grimsby. They played well there. They were unlucky to lose. Today, they got everything they deserved. They just couldn't defend properly. They looked nervous at the back. They conceded 2 in the first half. They could easily have conceded 4. And in the second half, apart from a 5-minute spell right after the break when they hit the post and had a couple of other chances, they just offered absolutely nothing else up front at all. They very, very quickly ran out of ideas. And when you look at that, this looked like a team going down today. So it's going to have to drastically change very, very quickly if they're to stand any chance at all. But I think most people in League 2 now, most supporters and managers and players, will look at the League 2 table and say, well, those that are in the bottom two at the moment are the two that are going down.
Yeah, it does look like it. To remind you of the table, Wrexham 37 games played, 33 points. Mansfield 38 played, 33 points. Notts 39 played and 40 points. If incidentally Wrexham win their 2 games in hand on Notts, they would be only a point behind, so it might not quite be done and dusted as far as Notts County are concerned, but the Magpies, of course, against Mansfield next Saturday. David, as far as the management is concerned, 3 defeats in 4, isn't it, for Paul Holland? So that's looking pretty bleak from his point of view. That's looking fairly bleak as well. How do you assess his future?
Well, I don't think he has one in terms of manager of Mansfield Town anyway.
You don't?
No, I think that's it for him. I think he's been a bit unlucky in the past, but today's performance just wasn't good enough. He was given the Easter period and they've lost both games over Easter, and the second performance just wasn't good enough here at Gig Lane. So I think that will be I think there'll be a change of manager this week. I think there'll have to be, if Stephen Booth to stick by what he said on Match Day on Saturday anyway, because he said if things go a bit belly up, then maybe we'll have to change it. Well, there were 3 points from safety, they're now 7. They've lost 2 games over the Easter period. Well, he's going to stick by what he said at the weekend, then he's going to have to change it round.
So who's in the frame? McEwen?
I would put my money on Billy McEwen, yes, to be named as the manager. Probably, I would have thought, Mansfield are going to have to get their skates on and get him in tomorrow, because, as Colin Calderwood was just mentioning there, it's not long till transfer deadline. He's got a few days, in fact. So if he's going to appoint a new manager, he's going to have to get them in pretty quickly in order to make any changes that he wants to, bringing new players in, letting any go that he wants to get out. But he hasn't got long. So I would have thought they'll probably make a decision very quickly. I don't think, really, after 2 defeats and after the performance that they've seen here at Gig Lane today, I don't think realistically they can turn around and give Paul Holland the job anymore. He'll feel unlucky to be in that position, but I don't think that they've got much choice, to be honest.
Thank you, David. David Jackson, our Stags correspondent at Gig Lane. Our 7 points from safety with just 8 games to go, having been buried at Bury.
We weren't good enough from start to finish today. You know, I'm not going to hold my hands up and make excuse on that. The first goal has changed the game.
Goalless in the 10th minute, free kick for Bury, clipped into the penalty area, there's the header and it's gone in. Bury have themselves the lead after only 10 minutes and it's Paul Scott, the captain. Free kick to the far side, picked out, has them in all sorts of space, halfway inside the Mansfield half, rolls it up towards Bennett, flick on to Rooney with a shot, 2-0.
I think Saturday we were unlucky with that performance. We probably deserved something out of the game. Today we got exactly what we deserved out of the game, that was nothing.
It's lucky 7 for Notts County, they're 7 unbeaten.